Let me paint a picture. You're standing in the corner of a party clutching a cup of punch like a life raft, while everyone else chats away as if they've been born with the gift of gab. You feel like you're missing some essential social chromosome. Situations like this can be daunting, to say the least. Not knowing where to integrate yourself into conversation with people you don't know or those with whom you may feel you have nothing in common. In choosing clothing for the wilderness, there are two dangers to avoid. First is the danger of going underprepared. Second, if hardly parallel in seriousness, is the danger of spending more money than you need to. Imagine a world where you control your money, not banks, not governments, just you. A world where transactions happen instantly, without middlemen, and where financial freedom isn't just for the wealthy. That world isn't the future. It's happening right now, and it's powered by cryptocurrency. Pirates have always been elusive figures. They came out of the blue. They attacked, they looted, and they vanished. They left no memorials or personal belongings behind. A few journals provide glimpses of pirate life, but the woodcuts and engravings which illustrate the early histories of piracy are as fictitious as the many stories of buried treasure. The history of the Texas General Land Office mirrors the modern-day settlement of Texas. It is the story of a huge and diverse state, and the important role the land office played in its development. Measuring approximately 750 by 750 miles, the state's 264,000 square mile landmass arises from the sea along the Gulf Coast and reaching a mile high in the mountainous west. Cotton, cattle, and oil. Just past 9 o'clock, sometime after darkness had fallen and before the near full moon rose, a fleet mare slipped out of the south gate of the battered old mission. Riding bareback, using only a bridle, every ounce counted now if he was to outrun the Mexican army. The rider leaped over the moat, spurred his horse to a full gallop, leaned low to hug her neck, and held on for dear life. Mind-boggling coincidences. Have you ever experienced that spooky moment when you realize the universe might be playing some kind of cosmic joke on you? Like when you think about an old friend, and they suddenly call out of the blue. Or when you hum a tune only to hear it blasting from a passing car. These coincidences often leave us scratching our heads.